remember it, actually. That is true. I remember someone who knew about it saying. I happened to be there in my capacity as a lawyer.
For this, or for a very similar reason, a law was brought in that year and remained in force until 1930 that every cyclist in Britain had to ring the bell on his bicycle non-stop while the machine was in motion.
Lucy.
Was there a law that you had to ring your bell constantly?
Don't be silly.
You're thinking of ice cream vans. Okay.
Is that a safety thing with ice cream vans? It's to warn people off obesity. We play the warning jingle. The stupid fat people still queue up. But no, Lucy, you're absolutely right. There was a law that until 1930, every cyclist was supposed to ring his bicycle bell constantly while cycling.
Well, ring as a bell now you mentioned it.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
People don't like properly constructed jokes anymore, do they?
They do, actually. Carrying lights on a bicycle after dark only became compulsory during World War II, when the government hoped to lure enemy bombers away from the blacked-out cities to target rural cyclists. Count Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, was asked what he wanted.